Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're at Studio B in Monroeville. All hell's broken loose with the Pirates. They've upstaged the Steelers in the start of the NFL season somehow. A guy named Mike at Tension Shoppers. I look forward to Starkey's righteous indignation during this week's upcoming patty cake interview ass kiss session with Derek Shelton. We've asked Shelton every single tough question that has needed to be asked this season, to the point of discomfort, to the point where I asked him 2 weeks ago whether he was working under an ultimatum from Bob Nutting, basically win or get fired. Do you have that clip? Noah Constrictor. City Limits?
Here it is.
Shelty, this question I ask respectfully. We've talked about this before, but things are going so poorly now that people wonder, and I wonder, if you feel like you're managing for your job the rest of this season.
No, in terms of managing for my job, no, I don't feel that, you know, any more so today than I did earlier in the year. I think anybody that's in this position always feels that. So, no, I'm focused on winning games and making sure that we continue to play good baseball.
Did you get any sort of ultimatum before the year from Bob Nutting that this had to be a winning season?
Yeah, you know I'm not going to answer that question. You know we don't talk about what we talk about in-house.
Okay. Well, Shelty, good luck tonight. Anything more, Tension Shoppers? We also asked him about the effort on his team. We said that John Wehner questioned the effort, that he hangs his hat on the effort. And to defend himself on that one, we asked him why David Bednar was still his closer early in the season, why his lineups are what they are, how he manages his bullpen, why he used Beeks when he used them in that game. I forget who it was, the Diamondbacks. Every single tough question that has needed to be asked has been asked on that show. But you wouldn't know that. You'd go in there and really mix it up with him. Wouldn't you, Tension Shoppers?
Tension. There's a lot of tension going on here right now. Joe, you got to stay away from reading that stuff.
No, I mean, because that's Tension Shoppers. That's typical of these people.
Well, they want arguments. They want arguments. They perceive yelling, and yelling is not, and being louder doesn't make it a better. conversation.
They want us to have Derek Shelton on the air for his show and tell him he needs to be fired.
Right.
That's what they want. Well, now, if you got tension shoppers in a situation where he had to face Derek Shelton like Noah Hyles did last night, he'd melt into a little ice cream, a puddle of ice cream on a cone on a 90-degree day. And if you brought little tension shoppers into the studio and actually had Shelton on the other end of the line doing his show, you think he'd ask him if he was working under an ultimatum from Bob Nutting, basically win or get fired, and have Shelty not like that and basically just, didn't he hang up on you that day, kind of? He wasn't happy.
Well, can you clear something up for me?
Yes.
Is tension shoppers a Twitter name? Or did he start the tweet by saying...
His real name is Mike.
Oh, okay.
And he's tougher than the rest of us. If he could do the Shelton show, he'd really go after him.
I was confused because I thought like that's how he started his tweet. Tension shoppers, Joe won't ask the tough question.
Like he's in Giant Eagle.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So you're telling me this is the guy's name?
Yeah. His name, I guess, is Mike.
Well,
yeah.
That tells me his...
And now he's...
He's got no game.
Going, gone. And now it's the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag, Bob. He's blocked.
Yes.
I don't know how people can be so stupid, really, to think that show that is the Derek Shelton show...
Right.
Should turn into, hey, why don't you get out of town type thing.
Right.
You know? It's funny to me, too, because there have been fan sessions at, like, Pirate Fest where people are up there and all the tough guys, when they have their chance to get real tough, it becomes a lot different when the guy's sitting in front of you or when he's on the other end of the phone. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things is when fans, anytime you hear somebody say, why won't you ask the tough questions? They're not asking about the questions. You don't understand that, right? They're asking about, like, why aren't you going after him and, really getting after him aggressively? And because that's not how you do interviews. You know what I mean? And there are times when you do interviews, they could get heated. And they could get tense a little bit like last night when Noah Hyles and Shelton had their moment. But my point is, it's not ever going to be productive.
Right.
If you go after him like real aggressively, like you're some, moron in a bar, some drunk, loud moron in a bar screaming about.
And
You know what I mean?
And like, we're not going to ask him every week about his job security. I'm not going
to
do that.
There's no
reason
to.
We asked him. I'll ask him again at the end of the year. I'm not going to say every week, essentially, you should be fired. I'm not going to do it.
More important.
Now we have Allegheny Electric Company saying the same thing. What tough questions do you want asked that haven't been asked? You give me an example. Give me an example of one that hasn't been asked. Is it about why he's still playing older players? I asked him the other day, when you got younger players here, why are you still playing the older guys? Why? Anything else? Every bullpen question's been asked.
Every question about
his job security have been asked. Questions about his team effort have been asked. Okay? You have no idea what you're talking about or what it would be like. Period.
Well, again.
End of story.
Again,
and he's blocked, too.
It's the same.
Kim Bayman, no.
You're not coming in here with that crap.
Joe's having a block party today. I think one of the things that's funny about it is, it's the same thing with Mike Tomlin, when it was Bill Cowher, people would always say, why doesn't the media ask the tough questions? But they can never define what the tough questions are. And what's funny is, I think there are some weeks when people ask quote unquote tough questions when they don't even need to be asked.
Yeah.
Because you've got a half an hour press conference.
And they're almost never answered, by the way, either. It's just, there's an art to it. And, certain questions need to be asked,
but you have to be professional about it. Right. You have to be professional about it or else, A, they're never going to answer any of your questions. B, they're not even going to want you around. And so...
How come you suck is not a question.
Right.
That's not a question you ask somebody on their own show.
Or how come your players suck? That's not a question.
Now, let's go to the phones.
The question, it is a fair question to say, is David Bednar completely healthy because, or has he been completely healthy? Because it looks like he hasn't been. There's something going on. That's a fair question.
And the follow-up would be, if they say he's not, then why is he still there?
Why? Yes. That's what I would say. I mean, that's what I mean. It's important. You know what I'm saying? It's.
What was that, Paul?
I don't know. Just when you're scrolling through Twitter, I got to remember, see, I'm on my computer. I'm not on the computer that's in the office that are they're all muted. So, you know what I mean? But when you're scrolling through Twitter and there's a video, you know, it starts to talk. Your computer talks to you. That's all that was. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's one more here that really galls me. But
another,
let's go to the phone.
Another block.
All right. Who's first?
Let's start with Paul's favorite, Greg in Youngstown.
Hey,
hello, Greg.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a question to ask y'all. Yesterday's game, last out, Cruz stopped running the first base. Stop.
Yep.
Why isn't this guy not playing for the next three games? Make a point to these guys. You don't hustle. You don't play. End of story.
Spot on. And you have to embarrass them once in a while. Then if the message, if they say it's being talked about behind closed doors and yet you continue to see it, then you just take playing time away and let them burn in the dugout, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, and that question's been asked already. If you listen to the show every week, in flat terms, said John Wehner's questioned your effort. You talk about your team's effort. A lot of people don't think it's there. Your thoughts, Shelty, on that?
Yeah.
How else would you ask that? Why don't you ever get in a player's face? Things like that.
The player's face. Just don't play him for three games.
That too. He hasn't benched people. That's been asked. Already been asked. Thank you. Next.
Yeah, that's the point. Here's the other thing. Can I just say one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
Everyone that keeps saying...
Can I have one of those cookies? Do you have enough for me? Just,
yeah.
Oh, they're crackers?
They're just crackers, yeah.
We can I have one of those?
Yeah, you can have as many as you want.
Thanks.
No, all I was going to say was I keep hearing people say, well, you're going to bench this guy or bench that guy or bench this guy. Okay, well, who are you putting in?
Alika Williams.
That's fundamentally the problem you have.
Alika Williams. Okay, who else?
Let's bench O'Neal Cruz to put in who? Anyway.
Next.
Let's go to Bob on 79.
Hello, Bob. 79 apparently is not the place you want to be today. Am I right about that?
Unless you're on the golf course.
I'm a little bit past all the traffic, guys, but here's a couple things I got to say. Number one, the condition of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the fact that they are a circus, it's been a circus ever since Bob Nutting has owned this team, okay? That's number one. Number two is what I'm really sick of, and I know this is going to be another, was more on the cusp of, but probably another five-year plan in perpetuity. And the other thing is, the reason why you don't ask questions in an ignorant manner in front of, you know, other people and the people who you're interviewing is because, quite frankly, man has evolved. And you should be playing the theme song for a Space Odyssey 2001 anytime anybody asks you that question.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thank you. You're exactly right. Once they get in front of you or in front of them, it becomes a whole different story. See, social media is a place where everybody has beer muscles. But when you're the guy sitting in front of Derek Shelton after a game like Noah was, asking him a very fair question, did you throw your first baseman into pitch for the third time in 10 games? And I'll add this part, which is an all-time embarrassment because you have a day off tomorrow, but you don't have a day off tomorrow, preserving, like, why did you use him again? I think that's a very, very, very fair question that the manager should have to answer after a game. It's kind of unusual. Most teams would do it maybe once in a season, maybe twice, not three times in 10 days. Next.
Here's Matt and Lancaster.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just, after last night's, you know, not scoring a run again, I went down a little rabbit hole on Baseball Reference, and I thought you would all enjoy this. If you guys are ready, since I'm not putting this all on Andy Haynes or anyone, but I just took a sample size of what, since he's been hired. The Pirates have been involved in, since 2022, 98 games in which they've scored zero or one run. And if you add just two-run games, you're up to 167. You're up to about 36% of the time that they're out there, they're scoring between zero and two runs.
Wow.
So you're just not going to win, period.
Well, I got one for you, too.
Over a third of the time you're playing.
No, they're, you know, this month or in the last month, the offense hasn't been the problem. But generally speaking, for the most part, it has. Last night kind of was, as I got out hit 17-0. Thank you for the call. I forgot what else I was going to say to him. Oh.
Statistics.
Yeah, the other number that's out there is, I forgot, Bob. It's pitching. I've got you back in the studio. We've got Hokie coming in. I've got people attacking me. I'm flummoxed here.
It probably has something to do with pitching and one run games or keeping the opposition under two or three runs, and yet you don't win those games. And pitching has been good in some of those.
Bob, these crackers are really good.
Well,
do you like grilled cheese, Joe?
Yeah, my wife makes a mean grilled cheese.
It's the best.
It's the kind where you put butter in the frying pan.
Yes.
And you have both pieces of bread with the cheese in between, and then it comes out really nice.
And then add bacon to it, and you really got some.
Maybe a little tomato, too. Paul?
Yeah. I think that we've got, Chris Hoke coming up?
Yes.
So we're going to get to football finally. But do we have any more phone calls is the question.
I think we better go. Do we have one more? You want to go to one more, Limits, or no?
We could do one more. Here's Joe in Brookline before we round it out.
Gentlemen, how are you? Real quick, why do we have to settle for mediocrity? It seems like every year it's mediocrity. It starts with the owner. It's just, okay, we're good. Just be mediocre. We're okay with that. We'll just do that every year, and it'll be okay.
I got an answer for you. Ken Rosenthal wrote about this, we appreciate the call, in The Athletic the other day, that there's a handful of franchises, including the Pirates in Major League Baseball, that financially are quite satisfied with the way things going and therefore aren't motivated to change anything. Okay? So chew on that for a little bit. And here's the stat I had. Since he signed his extension early last season, his unbelievably mistimed extension from Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton's 30 games under 500. Like, I'm one who discounts the first 3 years. You could have had the greatest managers in baseball history. The Pirates were tanking. They were putting out lineups that were designed to lose so they could get better draft picks. They started to try to win at the beginning of last year. They started 15-7. At that point, at 15-7, Shelty, his first hint of winning, he got the extension. Since then, he's 30 games under 500. I think that's kind of the end of the story, isn't it?
Yeah. Do we know how long the extension is?
No.
They've never said it. Yeah.
I'll be sure to ask him about it next week to satisfy.
Well, I think that's I think that is a legitimate question. I would say, listen, people out there want to know. We know just about every head coach, how many years, how much money. Why don't we know yours?
All right. You're right, Bob. These are unbelievable. What flavor are these, Paul? Does it say garlic and rosemary and olive oil? Yes. I've never had this.
This is very good, isn't it?
We should have a little cheese to go with this.
We got a little cheese. It'd be perfect.
Bob, do you guys have back there today?
No, but Chris Oak is demanding it. He just walked into the studio, and he's wondering where the food is.
Dr. Hokenstein, he usually brings it in from
I'm wondering where
Salem's.
The food is, and I'm wondering where Starkey and Zeiss are at.
Yeah.
We're out in Monroeville.
Studio B. Oh,
and they forgot about me. I'm sitting here waiting and waiting.
We're always an afterthought.
That's right.
You know, you and I.
What a nice voice to hear. And you're going to hear it for the next hour. Chris Hoke talking Steelers-Falcons, talking NFL predictions. That's coming up in the next hour. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Man, do I have a lot of questions for Hokey, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Someone just waited. A tough question that we should have asked.
Yeah, what's this one?
A couple of days ago, you were down. You were winning 10-3. Did the other manager use his position player to pitch?
I actually like that question. I mean, what if the Noah Constrictor came back last night with, it was 10-3 the other day, and they didn't use their first baseman?
Yeah,
What a comeback that would have been by the Constrictor.
Yeah, they didn't use their first baseman, and you ended up losing 14-10.
That would have been incredible.
That was a tough question that was just asked me. It wasn't Tension. What was the guy's name?
Tension Shoppers.
Tension Shoppers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.